This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Well, Martin, first official show debrief. Well, you did last Wednesday, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no. What do I say?
Did it go fast or slow?
It went really, really fast.
Did it?
You're very good at what you do.
Oh my God, go away. No, that's
you
not
are.
What I'm looking for.
See, if you're
I'm
listening,
for your interpretation.
No, hear me out for a second. I need to describe this because when you're listening, so you're listening right now, you just hear us talk. You hear a couple of. When you hear all these sound effects, Emma's like a ninja over here. Like all these noises that you hear and all the music and all this, Emma's like firing it off. Like,
come on now.
You're like a cheese string over there. Do you get
the
me?
Machine does most of the work. Callum!
Hello.
Your review of Martin Day 1 officially?
It's lovely to have you.
Oh,
you bring up.
Hang on. Ooh.
Ooh.
As a radio presenter, was I all right?
Yes. Of
okay,
course.
Thank you.
Of course, you're the consummate professional.
Oh,
well, you look at that.
So before you came in, I was complimenting Emma. You complimented me. So now, Emma, you have to go compliment Callum.
Well, he's just a fucking pro, isn't he?
Yo, sorry you can say the bad words. Boobs.
Willies.
Oh, God.
No. Callum's a legend in the game. You're lucky to have him.
Yeah, no. So, like, thanks for having me in now. You know, you're stuck with me now for another 8 mornings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you had a surprise extra day of you bolted on this morning.
I tried to be funny earlier on my first day where I was laughing at you guys making up April showers and May wins, March wins.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and I was like, ha ha, what are you talking about? And then the two of you guys stared at me blankly and you were like, no, you're the idiot here.
That's funny.
You can hear all of that and more on today's show. Enjoy and we'll see you in the morning.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
On Spin.
When I wake up, I feel good. Turn on.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
On Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Good morning. How are you? It is Emma and Marty this morning. Dave is gone off finally on his holidays. God, he was so ready for that holiday, wasn't he?
I heard Friday morning. I was listening in. He was checked out.
He was
already in Crete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was checked into that Ryanair flight like 100%. Like in fairness, you know, when you get to this point of the year, if you haven't been away yet, it's like, I'm ready.
I have to give him credit for it. He's left it very long, hasn't he?
Yes,
June. His first holiday. Wow.
Well, you see, this is the thing. He did actually go skiing earlier in the year, but he said that wasn't a holiday, it was a workout.
I'll actually agree with him on that. Anyone who uses skiing as a relaxation holiday, and you need to get your head checked.
Yeah,
you need a holiday after it. Yeah,
I've never been. Now, have you skied?
So I used to live in France and we were close enough to the Alps, maybe. I snowboarded. I didn't ski.
Okay,
everyone else skied and I snowboarded.
Oh, trust you. To
really
different.
Bad at skiing. Yeah, it was a tough student life I had there now in France for a year. Yeah, we're just going snowboarding.
And naturally Fiona's still in her mat leave, although I bet you she's starting to realise this is flying by as well the last few months. Did you enjoy the rain last night?
Oh my God, we were just talking about this earlier on. We were saying the pitter patter of the rain hit the windows. You had the window open as well.
Yeah, we opened the window and on the rented house I'm in, like, you know, it has kind of a security lock on the window. You only get a few inches of it.
Yeah.
But I undid the security lock last night. I threw the window open like a music video. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. It was beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Because it was so mild as well.
It was,
and
yeah.
There was a little breeze and you could feel like, oh, it was almost like it was like a misty rain. It was gorgeous.
I just can't believe here we are now going into the second week of June, delighted that it was raining.
I know. Seriously, what's going on? When is the good weather coming back? Is that ever going to happen?
No, never.
What did you say, Callum?
Friday.
It's back.
Scorchio!
Summer 2.0. That's the best news ever. The big news we told you last week.
I heard this.
Did you?
I can't believe that you're allowing me be part of this now and this kicks off. Oh my God. Bringing it back. Bringing it
back, baby. The naughty threesome hasn't been on this show since two lads called Gary and Newton.
Sorry, I heard you say this on Friday. I thought you were just like randomly joking about two strange names that we never. Is this true? Like, what did I miss here? What's going on?
The last time the Naughty Threesome was on Fully Charged was when Graham and Nathan did the show.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
Did you not get the joke?
No,
I didn't
like,
land. Great.
Oh, no.
Okay,
I'm
so sorry.
Well,
the
so
Naughty
sorry.
Threesome for the first time in years is coming back to Fully Charged. It'll be here from 9 o'clock this morning. And your second chance just after the Naughty Threesome to play the Tricky 10 for a second time this morning. You're playing for $2,000 again all this week. If you want to play, it's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Now, the good news is you're here.
I am here. Marty. No more talk of the ex.
And obviously, David's away on his holidays this week. So I presume we're starting the week a fresh, brand new opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. It's Monday morning. You know what that means? What a week it was last week. Katie Taylor finally announced the Croke Park fight. The Irish women are one step closer to qualifying for another World Cup. And the weather at the end of the week is looking like it's going to be summer again. But it can't all be good things. I'm sorry. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Come on.
Wait, hang on a second. I was on last week. There's nothing of me in here, though, is there? No. What?
A slight little bit. But obviously, Marty, you've not been with us. So on a Monday, I kind of look back at the terrible things that we did last week to try and not...
Start the week. On
yeah.
A
negative. Try and not repeat what we're going to do this week. So next Monday, it'll be an entire week of you on this.
Oh,
as well.
No.
So I'm going to be jotting...
No, there'll be nothing.
I've got my red pen ready.
No, you'll have nothing, Callum.
But we start off with Dave, and it's safe to say Dave was checked out last week. He was waiting to go on holidays and he thought the show was done, but we still have 30 minutes of the show left.
That's really good. I need to move back to Vermont and he did.
Fair enough. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's my story. We're not done.
Oh, we're not done. Are we not finished? Is it? Oh my God, it's only 9:30. I thought it was 10 o'clock. I swear, I thought we were done. I was meant to be like, see you later, Michaela's on the way, but she's not. It's Peter. And also, we've 30 minutes left.
Oh, we do. And the cash machine. We'll tell you all the details on that next.
Oh, for God's sake, that was so funny.
And that was on a Thursday. That wasn't even Friday.
Look, like, I have to say, like, fair play to him. Like, we do it. We just said it earlier on, Callum. You do. You haven't had a holiday in so long. He was checked out on Monday.
No, he was not here. There was a Drake and Rihanna question in last week's Tricky 10, and who knew? We had Drake working with us on the show. It's not you.
Oh,
don't worry.
Okay.
And in the song What's My Name, Drake says the square root of 69 is 8 something.
I'm trying to work it out.
Oh no.
Callum, I've taken, no need for that.
I've taken it upon me to work that into the song itself. And in fairness, it fits pretty well.
The square root of 69 is 8 something, right? Because I've been trying to work it out.
Oh, wow. Callum.
Just work.
Music production.
Dave admitted something last week that we didn't need to know about and we definitely didn't need to see.
Yesterday I did something really Fiona wouldn't like. I ChatGPT'd abs on myself.
Excuse me?
I look really good.
What do you mean?
Look at me.
Sorry. So I'd love to see his search history on ChatGPT if that's what's going on. That's brilliant.
He showed me the photo.
He showed it. Did it look real?
Yeah, he was like, look.
He's shredded.
This is what I aspire to be.
He was shredded, was he? Oh, wow.
I really didn't need to see that. And finally, a couple of weeks ago, Emma made the winning cash machine call and had a very specific celebration. And we just had to relive that over and over and over again.
That was pretty bad, eh?
Abram, producer Callum, and they were the worst bits of last week.
Thank you.
Marty, watch yourself.
I'm going to be on my best behaviour now.
Watch now whenever that pen comes out. You're like, is it something positive for a promo or is it for the worst part?
Well, that Graham and Nathan thing's already going.
Sorry, I brought up the X. Good God. Oh, my word.
Emma, Dave and Fiona, Emma and Martin with you all this week. How are we? Hope you're well and had a lovely weekend. I presume over the weekend you two were spammed with all the photos and videos from Dua Lipa's lavish Italian wedding over the weekend. We were obviously talking about it last week. Martin revealed on the show on Wednesday.
Do we have to go back to this?
That he once slid into her DMs.
No, why are we doing this now? Come on.
Because he felt that they had a connection many years ago. So last week was finding it kind of tough because I was dealing with him, you know, on the after seeing them
would
have their official ceremony.
Would you please stop?
In England. But no, they headed off for the big three-day affair then with all their family and friends. We were only saying on last week's show, it's funny, isn't it, that like so many people these days, it's so normal to have two kind of big weddings. One where you do the legal part, but usually in the past that would be kind of a smaller deal, you know, not like big photographs and stuff like
no,
that.
No, you kind of hide away, don't you?
Yeah. Go and get the business done in preparation for the big day. But anyway, Dua Lipa and Callum, they went off to Italy and they spent apparently around 1.7 mil on their wedding celebrations. This was in Palermo. So they went to Sicily at Palermo last year, I think, on holidays. And then this is when, maybe at the time, they were kind of scouting a wedding venue. But it was very divided in terms of public support from locals in the area.
Oh.
So some were like, this is such an honour. One of the biggest music stars in the world have chosen our city to get married in. Others were kind of cross because a lot of the local squares, roads, businesses had to be shut down because of security and everything.
I get that.
And as a result, some people would have to park their car like miles away from work and walk in the heat to get to work. Others just couldn't get about their day-to-day lives. She apparently paid off, and this is what some of the newspapers were saying, that she paid 5,000 to residents in Palermo. I don't know, to get them on side, to say sorry for the inconvenience.
Five
My
grand.
Question is this. Did she pay 5,000 generally or individually to like locals around? Because it's getting pretty expensive then, but 5,000 doesn't seem like it's going to stretch very far amongst all these people affected over the weekend.
No, it wouldn't. Now, look, it's not on the same level as Palermo and Dua Lipa's wedding, but I live in a small village called Roundwood.
Yeah, I love Roundwood.
And when the sun comes out, people visit it.
Yeah.
And this drives me up the walls.
Yeah.
Because there's cars parked everywhere. People have flooded in to see Roundwood, to go to our local cafe and the reservoir and stuff. And when I listening to you there, I'm kind of like, why would they be angry at that? And then I'm thinking like, hang on a minute, when it's your spot and people are infesting it,
it gets
drives
really
you up the walls.
Okay, I'm very happy about it and I'd never be one of these people and I think it's good crack. But for some people, I can understand as a local resident that the Marley Park gigs can sometimes just kind of, you know, you're just trying to get down to Nook Grove to do a bit of shopping and you can't get out.
My parents be fuming. I can't walk the dog.
For God's sake. 5 days a year, you mean I can't walk the dog? What if I wanted to that day? You definitely wouldn't to that day.
Drives
Margaret,
them up the
you
walls.
Had no intention of going down there that day.
No,
let's
you
be honest
didn't.
About it. No, you didn't. Anyway, this particular local person said, while it's a pleasure to hold the celebrations in Palermo, it has brought a lot of problems. For example, for 3 days, we've been forced to park miles away and walk to work. It's not right to block the city. I could understand if it was for the Pope, but not for a singer.
Did they say that? No, they didn't.
Yeah. Some of the protester signs and graffiti across the city over the weekend was, Palermo is not for rent, our square is not your living room, and Palermo is not for the rich. In terms of the venue itself, she wore obviously two beautiful dresses. They made their way online. The leather dress was interesting to me. I'd say it was very hot in Palermo. I've never seen a leather wedding dress.
No, I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen the dress.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a leather dress. It's backless. It kind of gets a bit, what would you say? I wouldn't be the best when it comes to the fashion terms. It gets a bit flittery at the bottom.
Oh, does it? And it's a completely different to the one that she wore at the legal wedding.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. Elton John flew over. He performed your song live at the ceremony. People were very emotional. He's getting quite old now and his eyesight isn't the best.
Oh.
So there were sad photos of him being kind of brought around by arm in arm with people, kind of helping him get to where he needs to be. But he kind of flew in and out. They had him. He was out again the next day. But again, really emotional. Then a 10-minute firework display. That's long. That's more than we do.
10 minutes.
That's more than what Dublin puts on New Year's Eve.
10 minutes. Sorry, 10 minutes. That's
long.
Yeah.
A lot of fireworks.
The residents of Palermo didn't enjoy 10 minutes of fireworks.
Well, apparently they did. A lot of people were out to watch them.
Oh, so they're picking and choosing what they're not liking here.
You know, they don't like walking to work, but a few fireworks on Saturday night. Thanks a million to us. Some of her wedding favours included these kind of embroidered handkerchiefs. Again, they're all over the internet now. Obviously, some guests were breaking that NDA. Stay mad with me forever, it said on the handkerchiefs. This is my issue. It's ambiguous. Like, be annoyed with me forever or let's be a little loopy together forever.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I think it refers to the fact that not every relationship is perfect. We all have little spits and spats every now and again.
Stay mad with me forever.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Maybe, I think that's better than be in love with me forever.
Yeah, some of the celebrities that made it to the wedding. Joe Alwyn, that's obviously Taylor's ex. Don't really know what his connection to Dua Lipa is, to be honest with you. Mark Ronson and his wife were there. Charlie XCX, long-term friend. Troye Sivan. And that's kind of all I could really make out of people that I knew that were there. So it wasn't like she overdid it by being like A-list.
Yeah, the 10 minutes
A-list
of fireworks didn't overdo it at all.
No.
Did it?
I'm just dying to know, did she pay off every resident 5 grand?
Yeah. If you're in Palermo right now, can you send us a text and let us know, please?
Yeah.
I'd say yes to 5 grand. Dua Lipa, you want to go and get married in my back garden? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's not my name.
You know what, Dave normally takes that. I'm not even totally confident on it myself, on the mm-mms and the ooh-oohs. However, welcome on in to That's Not My Name. This is the game that with no hints or clues, we try to guess your name. And the last time we played this game a few weeks back, we had a winner. Now, there's 10 IMC Cinema passes to go on this. And every week, we always start with the 10. And then if we don't get a winner, we add more cinema passes to the pot, if you know what I'm saying.
How many do we add?
Oh, like 2 per week.
So could you have like 20 cinema passes by Friday?
I think we gave away like 54 before.
What?
We only play once per week, so it's only ever on a Monday.
Oh, sorry.
So we went, it took like half a year for it to go.
Wait, they build up over the weeks?
They accumulate. But then a couple of weeks ago, Emma won it twice back to back.
So,
so it's really weird.
So, like, do you just bring 50 friends or how does it work?
I think at one point someone could, like, literally book out the whole cinema screen for a son. You know what I mean? And that's a good friends or whatever. So here's how this is going to work. You've been sending voice notes over telling us your name. The only person in the room, hands in our hearts, who's heard those voice notes is producer Callum, just to veto the whole situation. You now are going to hear those voice notes playing out before we talk to these people and try and guess their name, but we will not hear those voice notes. So, Martin, headphones off in the room. Okay. Headphones off. Voice note number one.
My name is April.
Player one, let's get it one. I nearly forgot what I said.
How are we, player one? Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did, yeah.
Okay, let's get cracking. Player one, is your name Siobhan?
That's not my name.
Oh. Damn it. Martin, over to you.
Player one, is your name Laura?
That's not my name.
Oh, that was mean. Oh, that's ruthless.
Just on the back of our preamble a few minutes ago, it would be wrong of me not to do this. Player one, is your name Sarah?
No, I can't.
No, that's not my name.
Thank God. All right, tell us, what is your name?
My name is April.
Oh, what a gorgeous name.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful name.
Never would have guessed. That is stunning. You must be the only one in Ireland, are you?
I've been talking about April a lot lately because it feels like June is very April vibes. A lot of April showers around, isn't there?
Oh, tell me about it.
April, have a lovely day. Sorry we couldn't sort you out this morning.
Thanks a million.
Bye. What?
A lot of April showers around. That was an April shower last night. No, that was, wasn't it?
I genuinely think the seasons are really changing, guys. We're getting our April now
an April
in June.
Shower? Yeah.
I am correct.
March. Have you never heard March winds, April showers?
Let's not get into the February snows. You know what I mean?
Have you ever heard of April showers?
No, wait, is that a thing? Are you guys serious?
Yeah.
I look like a fool for laughing now.
You've never heard of April showers?
I'm the fool in this.
It's like a housewife's tale. Also, it's March winds is really windy in March, and April showers it's really wet in April.
June now.
Give me the rest of the months, guys. Come on, let's go.
That's it.
The other months don't get a weather condition. Okay.
We all play used to be going.
Well, joke's on me.
Right, headphones off in the room again.
Hi, guys. My name is Shona.
Player two, let's speak to you.
Hi, player two.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, very.
Really, really good. Yeah, I like your energy. You are buzzed. You've had your cup of coffee this morning, haven't you?
I have. I'm on the M50 at the moment.
Well, they're the happiest M50 user I've ever.
Okay, let's dive right into it, okay? I am going to go with, is your name June?
No.
Oh, it's not your name. Okay. Player two, is your name Emily?
That's not my name.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to do it based on what happened. Player two, is your name Sarah?
That's not my name.
Oh, no.
Okay, tell us. Put us out of our misery. Player two, what's your name?
Shona.
Oh, I never would have guessed that.
Close enough to Sarah, but it's not. It's Shona.
So close to Sarah.
Sorry, Shona. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, Shona.
You too.
Bye. 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 Okay, for the final time this week, headphones off in the room.
My name is Becca.
Player three, speak to me.
How are you, player three?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, player three, let's do this thing. Is your name Rachel?
No.
That's not your name. Okay.
That's not my name.
Player three. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is your name Siobhan?
That's not my name.
I really want to win this.
I know. Okay, final chance this week. Player three. Is your name Kelly?
That's not my name.
No. Boo. Player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
Becca.
Becca. Oh. Beautiful name. Yeah. Stunning name. Sorry we couldn't sort you this morning.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Have a great week.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. What skill do you think is needed to crack this game?
You're just looking for a reason to brag here, are you? Yeah. You're trying to figure out the name of your skill that you have, isn't it?
Just a little bit more mysticness and mystery, you know? We play again next Monday. Kaigo Khalid now. This is
what
Save
are you
My
like?
Love and Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
A few minutes ago, Martin was laughing at me because I was saying that I feel like the seasons have done a bit of a swap, global warming and all that. But with it being June and so rainy, it gives me real April vibes because, you know, April showers. And Martin was laughing his head off. And we found the actual poem that this comes from.
Oh, no.
So it goes, March winds and April showers bring forth May flowers.
May flowers.
Isn't that nice?
It's lovely, but
although
I just feel like
no
such
flowers
a fool.
Came in May. My hydrangeas are still in bits, I'm telling you. Global warming. Are you at the potted plant stage of your life yet?
No, my other half is,
she
smashing our flower bed out the back garden. I have to give her credit for it.
And what do? You just watch?
Look, I did actually try pull a few weeds out the front garden there a couple of weeks ago and I hurt my back.
Christ of almighty.
Yeah, so. Why did you do that to me?
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one. Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. It is Emma, but joined by Marty this week. Hello.
Good morning.
How are
Dublin
we?
Dublin and wherever else you might be listening from. Good morning.
On the way in an hour's time, we're bringing it back to Fully Charged, the naughty threesome on the show from 9 o'clock. Make sure you're with us. For now, though, I want to tell you about my very wholesome, I suppose you'd say. I think it qualifies as wholesome. My wholesome Saturday, the weather was just miserable. There was very little to be doing with myself. So I kind of lazed around feeling sorry for myself. I'm sure like everyone else did. Oh, it's so crap out. And then decided to be a little bit more productive. So you might remember on the show last week, you were here on Wednesday, Martin, and we were asking people to get in touch and help me out with witty signs for my boyfriend,
yes,
Jack's upcoming boxing fight. Well, I've made two signs.
Two?
I've made two signs over the weekend, yeah. One is like, one that says Jack Attack on a gum shield inside a lion's mouth. I got very into the arts and craft.
Oh, okay.
And then one, as promised, is get him on his back, Jack. And yeah, that's all done. We'll share them later in the week when I have them perfected on Spin's Instagram stories. But then that was all done and I was like, what now? Don't know what came over me. I turned to Jack and I said, should we do some baking?
Yeah, great idea.
And he was like,
together though?
Yeah.
Okay.
So went to the shop, got our ingredients. He was going to take on a sticky toffee pudding. I was going to take on scones and also top hats. Now, before you start texting, and I know it's not baking when it's a top hat, we'll get to the top hat in a sec. I started with the scones, went and got all my bits and bobs. But the one thing we realised when we came back from the shops was we don't have a food measuring thing.
Oh,
as in,
okay,
sorry, like a weighing scales.
Yeah,
for,
I was going to just say that. What are those food measuring things?
So I was kind of winging it. It said 225 grams.
So you were like
flour.
Looking at it and trying to guess.
I was like, how much are you? No, what I did was I asked ChatGPT, how many tablespoons would that equate to?
Oh, very good use
and
of
it
AI.
It said 25 to 28. But the problem with my scones were, if you held my scone like that and even touched off it, not grabbed it and squished it, touched off it, it just dissipates.
Oh, okay.
But actually it tastes really good. So like,
that's all that matters though, right?
I just made crumbs, but when you put jam on those crumbs, they're quite good actually. My other thing about making top hats is, as much as you try to be all exotic by being like, do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to try and melt chocolate, a Dairy Milk caramel. It doesn't melt very well. Gets very clumpy.
But what do they say, Emma? Don't they say that it's what inside that counts? It's not about how it looks. It's about,
you know what? It's
all about the personality.
And I'm going to do it both again before the week is out and bring in scones that don't dissipate.
I can't wait to taste your crumbs. Let's go.
Actually melted, and I'll have them for you by the end of the week. You have my word. Morning.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
So we're going to play the Tricky 10 each and every morning after 8 and again after 9. We had a winner a few weeks ago. We've doubled the money and we've doubled the amount of chances for you to win it. All right, first player this morning is Katrina. Did you have a lovely weekend? Did you do anything wild or exciting?
It was good. I'm on the over 50 Irish basketball team, so
oh
we were
God,
training
basketball.
For 4 hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You said the word basketball. I used to play basketball as my sport.
He loves it.
Tell me more.
I play for Colester.
Oh, Colester. They're rivals now back in the day. I used to play with Temple Oak.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I play in the perimeter. I'm a guard.
You're a guard. Okay.
But I kind of multitask. I do a bit of everything except ball handle. I'd be a disaster.
Oh, I was a disaster that as well. Did they put you down low as a centre sometimes, did they?
Yeah, the coach did that yesterday now and I was kind of going, oh, here.
And I know, isn't it
like,
so annoying when you're a guard and you get put down the centre? You know what we're talking about, Emma, don't you?
Of course.
it was because we played the under-18 Colester team and I was, the girls are so big. Like, this girl I marked, I looked up at her and I went, ah, here.
Yeah, the knocker out of the zone. own, yeah.
Katrina and Marty, I need to tell you, my one basketball, my career ended when I was about 15. We went off to play a tournament one day with school, and during a timeout I was thrown on. Like, it wasn't really my special subject, my basketball, to say the least. So anyway, grabbed the ball, dribbled away, got right up to the net, look back, no one is following me. They're so intimidated.
The wrong game.
I must be so good. And yeah, I scored
an own basket.
An own basket.
An OD.
Being like,
an own goal.
And then grabbed the ball in a panic, threw it down the other end, to the right end, and from that mad distance, like, you know, the heavens open and like your granddad's going, ah, this is a laugh. And I scored into the right basket.
Wait, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
It was an iconic moment in my life.
Calamity.
Let's get on with this.
Okay,
shall we?
Right, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. You're going to get 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and we'll only accept your first answer. Are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Don't forget, $2,000 on the line if you get all 10 correct. Top of the leaderboard, you win yourself your tickets to Florence the Machine. Here we go. 55 seconds for the clock. We're going to kick this off in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. August is what number month of the year?
8.
The word elegant contains how many letters?
7.
In time zones, how many hours behind Ireland is Rio in Brazil?
Bloody hell. 7. 8.
Clontarf and Fairview are in which Dublin postal district?
3.
How many pockets are there on a standard pool table?
6.
Michael D. Higgins was what number president of Ireland? What number?
Oh God, I know not of their presence.
Have a guess.
5.
Complete the name of this 90s hip hop song. I got what on it? Any number?
4.
What do you want to? How many matches did Arsenal lose this season in the UEFA Champions League?
1.
How Simon Cowell's latest boy band that he formed on Netflix is called December What?
9.
And Donald Gleeson, we are out of time.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Go on, what are you thinking?
Oh, I'd say I got about 2 right.
Okay, let's toss them up and see how you get on, okay?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Way better than you thought.
That'll do. 5 will do.
Yeah, so we're going to go through some of the questions now that you got wrong. Some of them that you got right, by the way, absolutely incredible. Congratulations to the Arsenal one. I never would have gotten that one.
No, neither
but anyway, in time zones...
I saw the Champions League final, so I assumed it was the one.
In time zones, how many hours behind Ireland is Rio in Brazil? You said 7, 8. The answer is actually 4. Michael D. Higgins was what number president of Ireland? You said 5, 9.
Yeah, the 9th.
Complete the name of the 90s hip hop song. I got what on it? You said 4. The answer is 5.
I got 5 on it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know it now, don't you? And Simon Cowell's latest boy band that he formed on Netflix is called December What? You said 9. The answer is December 10.
Terrible name for a boy band. So that's totally understandable. Yeah,
but they're a very good boy band. They are.
Look, you never know. That could do the business
later in the week,
Katrina. So well done.
Great.
Fair play to you, and best luck with the basketballing.
Yeah, keep shooting those threes.
Thanks a million. I'll do my best. Thanks, guys.
Bye. You haven't been playing basketball in a while, have you?
I have a torn ACL on my right knee, everybody. Yeah. Actually, you want to give me a couple of minutes to talk about it? I'm happily going to.
Yeah, no? Lovely. Yeah, great. Always something, isn't it? Now, we're going to play the Tricky 10 again in an hour. Do you want to play? Do you want to win $2,000? Well, if you do, message us now. All we need from you is the word tricky. Send it to us on WhatsApp on 087 711 1038. $2,000 richer. That could be you this morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, Martin, you are going to be with us for all this week and 4 days of next week.
I think
Dave randomly wants to come back on the Friday.
Yeah. You just outed him there. Yeah.
So, look, I think the feedback so far is we need to Dave you up a little bit, all right?
Okay.
Chloe was in touch.
Well, for starters, Marty, you're not moaning half as much as Dave.
Okay, you're being way too positive as it is. We're used to a lot of negativity on this show, okay?
What do you want me to do?
I remember last Wednesday, you covered for one day last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And the first thing, right at the top of the show at 7 a.m. was like, good morning! Well done if you've woken up. And it was like, this is the antichrist of Dave.
Yeah.
Dave was like, oh, we're here again. What day? Dave doesn't even know what day of the week it is.
But I do think people that get up early deserve to be congratulated daily. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So what am I meant to say if I'm Dave?
Honestly, in terms of tone, you're polar opposites, okay? Just to say, if you do want to be more negative,
okay,
you don't have to find anything too specific to be more Dave.
Right.
It could be something as simple as your office chair is a bit different this morning. The studio temperature, it's either too hot, too cold, or too stuffy. If I'm wearing something different that you just, it's a bit much. a bright colour, maybe. Just really? Something that's a bit of a salt on the eyes. Yeah, he doesn't like that. If someone's in the car parking space that he thinks is his, but it's actually not his, that can throw him.
Thinks it's his.
Feel free to whinge about emails, any emails of any type right. from his boss or PR companies. Someone taking his cup in the office, if anyone does that to you,
what,
feel
what cup
free.
Is his?
The blue one, but it's locked in his locker. Yeah. I think he hides it now. Yeah. Just other things, really, to Dave you up a little bit if you fancy it. What are we wearing today? You're smart enough in your combats. Yeah, really nice. Really nice t-shirt. Just any full-length tracksuit if you want. That's no problem. Yeah. Full-length.
Full-length.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're hanging around at the weekend going to the game or something. That'll do for the workplace for Dave. Any interest at the moment in golf?
I know David's playing golf at the moment, yeah.
Oh, who doesn't know that Dave's playing golf at the moment?
I don't have an interest in it, no. But will I give out about golf? Is that Daving it up? No, because he likes golf.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. We'll allow giving out about golf.
If I give out about golf,
actually,
I'm Daving
let's give out about golf when Dave's away.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd like to ask you, when you wake up in the morning and you feel really good, you're like, oh, I think I got a good night's sleep. Do you trust your own instincts or do you have to kind of check with a piece of technology?
So this is where I do check.
You do?
I do. I'm so sorry because that's not the answer you wanted.
That's quite a Dave thing to do.
Yeah.
But then Dave's whole personality will rely on his sleep score as well. So like if he's had a bad sleep score, he'll be in a terrible mood.
But I get you.
Even if he feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lives and dies by the piece of fabric on his wrist.
Your personal playlist, what kind of music would you like to listen to in your own time? Is it like kind of happy stuff, dance stuff?
Love dance music, yeah. Any all the happy pianos, groovy bass lines, yeah.
No, I think to Dave you up, you need to get more into the emo vibe.
Oh. Can I say something though?
Yeah, you can.
I do have a playlist, guys, all right, that has that music on it.
Oh yeah.
And it's called Absolute Mood. When I'm feeling sad. On a drive home from work, I'll put on Absolute Mood. It's got like Fall Out Boy and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah. So I think I could Dave it up a little bit there. Yeah.
You're already halfway to being a Hammond.
Yeah. Halfway to Ham. Halfway to Ham. It's 8:25. So far you haven't eaten on air.
Yeah, I don't eat breakfast.
No, but you see, it's interesting because the first thing you're ever taught on radio is like never eat on air. But Dave has got...
Oh, wait, actually, while I'm speaking.
It's funny, like he made it through 12 years on radio without eating and all of a sudden it's his new thing. He just kind of eats his bagel on air. So you could try that maybe to Dave up a bit. And just finally, where would you say is the last time you had a proper tantrum?
A proper tantrum. Oh, I actually can't remember a proper tantrum, to be honest. Do I?
4 years old, maybe?
Oh, like an actual tantrum?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom might say 12, 13, but time ago anyway.
Well, we need to...
It's weekly for Dave.
An actual tantrum.
Yeah. We debated for a while whether, with him, not behind his back, whether he should be given a lollipop as a treat if he gets to without a tantrum.
This is brilliant.
So look, just some food for thought there, Mark.
But do you think, do you want me to implement some of these? I'm trying to figure out what the point is. Do you want me to be like Dave? Or be like me. We're halfway to Hammond.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Are you ever scrolling and something pops up in your feed and it just feels so either targeted or so unbelievably relatable, no matter how niche it is?
100%, yes.
And you're just there looking at your phone, you're like, oh my God, you see me, you get me. Jack Saunders is a radio presenter and a social media content creator from the UK.
Yeah.
And he popped up on my feed there yesterday with the most niche, relatable thing to me ever. Which was...
This is the best thing that I bought in the last 12 months. Wired headphones.
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, Jack, I love you. Wired headphones. Mm-hmm. Emma, do you have a pair of wired headphones?
Oh, I wish I did. They're beautiful. I love them. I moved on and I went to AirPods and then I went to the AirPods Max. Is that what they're called, Callum?
Yes.
AirPods Max. Yeah, the big lads. Like, you're like around building sites. I like them because they kind of make you feel really warm and protected.
They don't feel really chunky on your head.
I like that. But at the same time, I'm with you on the wired headphones.
Yeah. Okay, so I am a massive fan of wired headphones. Now, Jack goes on to talk about why he likes them.
Is the future the past? Is physical the way forward? Streaming is great for ease of access and just convenience, but it misses out on one very, very crucial thing: personal curation. When I walk into someone's house, I love instantly learning so much about them by looking at the films on their dresser or the vinyl up on the wall. Physical allows you to express your personality and character in a way that streaming and the algorithm just cannot do.
Okay.
Very deep about it.
Yeah.
A little bit too deep.
Passionate.
Very passionate about the whole physical element of them, and I get that. Now, to me, they're just wired headphones and not that deep, but I love what he's trying to get to. But when we bring it back to the wired headphones, look, Jack, I totally get where you're coming from, but this is why I love them.
Come on.
The amount of times I post a video online and I've got the wired headphones in my ears and people come at me, they full on come at me.
Really? Yeah, they're giving
out. As in, what are you doing with them? Oh, you're so this, you're so old, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, hang on a minute. They're cheaper.
Yeah.
So if you lose them, you can get a new pair for like 10, 20 euro. You don't have to go the whole shebang. You can't lose one of them.
Like a lot of people have the
issue. Like the AirPods.
Yeah. With the AirPods, you have the opportunity of losing three really vital things. The case or either AirPod.
Yeah.
So
sorry, that's so true.
It's all redundant with if you lose one of those three parts.
Yeah.
The wires,
yeah, exactly. You're sorry.
No problem.
No, if you lose, you can just lose one chunky thing. It's bigger, you know, it's harder to lose, but you're so right. I never thought of it.
And it's also harder to lose based on the fact that oftentimes if you're connecting it that way, your phone's in your pocket, the wire is going up under your top. Like they're less likely to get lost rather than an AirPod. I remember the first time Jack borrowed my boyfriend Jack, when he borrowed my AirPods the first time about a year ago, he was going for a run and he came back with one AirPod and was like, what the hell? Like he didn't even feel it falling out. He just thought the battery had gone dead in one of them.
Exactly.
So
he was going around with one in and the other was gone.
Yeah. Like, you better find that.
Also, one thing that really bothers me about Bluetooth earphones, we want to call them that for now, is that you could be connected to them and not realise. So for example, the other day, this really frustrated me. This is a bit of Dave coming out of me now. I'm angry.
Oh yeah.
I'm angry. I was walking up the stairs and I was trying to play a video on TikTok as I was scrolling while walking, and the sound wasn't coming out.
Mm.
But sure, I was still connected to my AirPods that were in the kitchen.
That's
if my wired headphones are plugged out, the sound is coming out of the phone.
And that's the way it is. You're sure,
I'm just fed up. I'm so annoyed that whenever I post a video of them, a picture of them, someone comes at me, wired earphones, and like Jack making the point, physical. This is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't. They're harder to lose, they're cheaper, and I just need to know. Okay, you're listening right now. Is there somebody listening who can back me on this and say they have wired headphones?
And they choose.
They choose
their wired headphones.
Sorry,
you know what I mean? No, that's what I'm saying. Like that, they choose them over other options because they think that they're better.
They are, but they are. 087 711 1038. Are you listening right now and going, right, you know what? I've got the wired headphones. I got to back Marty on this, because sometimes older things genuinely are a little bit more useful than the future, as Jack puts it.
I got a vinyl player 2 weeks ago and I've never listened to many albums in my life as I have done over the past few weeks. Yeah.
Exactly. 087 711 1038. Are you on the wired headphones, Buzz? Please back me up on this. It's my first day of the week covering Dave. I need some friends here, okay?
We'll do like a... See, I'm curious to know like how many people get in touch on this to see if they are as popular as I think they are. I think they've had a bit of a resurgence. Send us a voice note. Are you still on the wired headphones? Do you choose the wired headphones?
It's all about choosing, isn't
over
it?
Over the fanciness that's on offer. 087 711 1038.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Yeah, so if you just joined in a couple of moments ago, I was talking about how a reel popped up on my feed there that was just so targeted, so niche, and I loved it so much. It was a radio presenter I followed talking about how he recently purchased a set of wired earphones.
Woo!
And I felt them because I'm all about the wired earphones.
Did you ever try AirPods?
Oh, I have them.
You have them, you just don't choose not to use them.
I do jump between the two of them. However, the wired earphones, when I went through a phase of posting more videos online, every video I posted using the wired earphones, people came at me. They were like, what are those archaic things hanging off your face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just never got it.
If you were like showing off a VCR player or something. Like,
I was coming at VCR.
But a lot of people, I suppose, on that buzz as well, and we were asking this morning, 087-711-1038, is Marty on his own, or are you very much on the wired headphone buzz as well? Well, here's Karen.
Hi guys, I'm actually listening on wired headphones as you speak because I have three sets of wireless Bluetooth, whatever you want to call them, that are all out of battery in my car and I keep forgetting to bring them in to charge them. So I'm with you, wired all the way.
Come on!
There's no charging as well, that's the other side of it.
Yeah, that's it.
Niamh is standing by there this morning, how are you?
I'm grand, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Really good, Niamh. Come here, tell me this, wired earphones, are you feeling them?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, Niamh.
Do you know, I actually went back to them because I'd be out on a run and one ear would disconnect.
Yeah.
And it was so annoying. Or they'd both change simultaneously and have the right ear working, then the left ear. It's just too annoying. Absolutely too annoying.
It's just ridiculous, Niamh, isn't it? We're trying to advance into the future and we're going backwards.
Yeah, I put my wires back in. I stuffed the long wire in the edge of my sports bra and away I went.
Happy days. I haven't looked back.
That was my next question for you, Niamh, because sometimes the wire dangling can be a little bit annoying, but you have that figured out, don't you?
Tuck it in the top of your sports bra.
No, I don't have a sports bra, Niamh.
Well, you could wear one if you really want it.
If you're feeling that way.
I don't know. Do you think he needs a sports bra? I'm not sitting beside him.
Oh my God.
He's a fine pair of pecs, Niamh.
There you go.
What I will there say, Niamh, though, is when you're on a run, something like that would throw me off the run completely. Do you know, like them disconnecting or whatever? It would just be like, you don't need that.
And there's nothing worse because when you stop once, you just keep stopping.
Exactly. Niamh, excellent feedback on the wired headphones. Getting your vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Niamh.
Happy days. See you later.
Bye.
Hannah was in touch as well. Wired headphones all the way, Marty. The others give me a massive headache. Plus, they're less bulky, cheaper to buy, and most importantly, comfortable to sleep in. I'll always back you on this one. Lots of people do sleep with their headphones in. My friend Emer can't sleep without listening to a podcast, and she wakes up like there's an AirPod gone flying across the bed somewhere. Kelly says, I choose wired headphones for walking or running errands, bus journeys, etc., but I save my Bluetooth for the gym and running. I love wired headphones. Okay, interesting.
I'm so glad now that I brought this because people got me. We got friends.
Well, this is the thing we didn't mention. About a month ago on the show, Dave and I, we kind of got a bit turned on talking about wired headphones. It was kind of a bit inappropriate. We find it very sexy, actually.
There is something I find so
attractive
about when someone wears wired headphones. I think that is, without a doubt, the sexiest thing you can do.
So you got a vote from Dave there.
The sexiest thing you can do is
I think so too. If I'm watching a video of someone online and they have their wired headphones drooping out over the front of their hoodie and they're holding the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
There's something about it.
I'm learning loads on this show here in the morning. Yeah. Okay.
And also, as much as we're all used to it now, people walking around with the AirPods in, I still find it weird, years into AirPods, that if someone's on a phone call and they're wearing AirPods, it still looks like they're talking to themselves.
Yeah. Whereas if they have the wire coming out, you're like,
it just makes a bit more sense.
You, yes.
But I get embarrassed sometimes if I'm on a phone call with my AirPods. I'm like, this looks mad.
Yeah, I get
I'm like
you.
Laughing away to myself like a mad woman in the park. And then I'm like, oh, no. I wish I had a wire to back myself on this. Okay, countdown well and truly on. 9 minutes to go until the big return of the Naughty Threesome on Fully Charged. Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it is Emma and Marty with you for the next couple of weeks. Dave's on his holidays and Fiona is on her maternity leave, as
well.
You know.
She's on a holiday as well.
We'll just stop. But here's the thing for you listening. Martin was my co-host for my very first ever radio show. So this goes back 13 whole years. And Martin and I, we worked in a radio station in Waterford called Beat. And I was in the newsroom at the time. Martin was doing an evening show back then. And Martin was great and really gave me the confidence, I suppose, to do a bit of presenting. Because at the time I was in the newsroom and I didn't think I'd have the confidence to be a presenter. But Martin kind of dragged a bit of confidence out in me. And we ended up doing a show together, or not a show together in the evenings. But eventually I was featuring a lot in his evening show. And we got our own show on a Sunday called The Sunday Spin. Right?
And I was actually working for both stations at the time. So I found that very funny that our boss then would name the show on the other station The Sunday Spin.
Oh my God, true. Yeah.
I was like, this has to be a joke.
Spin. But anyway, we were broadcasting across kind of the southeast of Ireland at the time. I was absolutely in my element getting my opportunity to have my first show with my bestie. And basically, I thought that all that audio had come and gone, and you know,
there's no way there's any audio
of that left. No. But a quick scour of my emails from my Gmail brought up a few gems. I wish I had more.
I'm actually frightened.
But I have come across audio from 2013, from when we did a show together, and to say, Martin, that we were mental and really weird is such an understatement.
I'm so scared of this.
Our voices have changed. Of the two of us, I think my voice has dropped.
Yeah, I think mine has too. I'd like to hope it has a little bit.
So one of the things we were doing that I found audio from was we were doing a charity run for the radio station. The Run for Life. And we had to do weeks and weeks of training on this and record audio with our trainer to bring to the show. And here's just audio from one of our post-run pieces that we were sending back to the radio station. Have a listen to this.
We went on a jog for the first time at night where there was no light whatsoever. We took a couple of back roads going through Glenmore. There was no street lights.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was
picturesque.
Stars everywhere.
This is my bit. This is the bit I want to focus on.
Stars everywhere.
Just wait.
I was trying to paint a picture.
Like you sound like Jedward.
Oh no.
Listen to this.
Stars everywhere.
Oh my god. Stars everywhere.
I hate you so much.
Stars everywhere.
Oh no.
Doesn't he, Callum? Yeah. He sounds like Jedward.
Stars everywhere.
This is so unfair, guys.
Then, at the time, I was, understatement of the century, home and away obsessed. And the time, some of the home and away stars used to tour the country to make a few quid. So I travelled to Kerry to do what I needed to do to get some bits for the Sunday spin. And I met Brax. Brax of the River Boys. And of course I had to ask him too.
With Martin and Emma.
Yep.
Okay.
G'day, I'm Steve Peacock and I love listening to the Sunday spin with Martin and Emma.
I'm still dead.
Sorry, as a straight man, I can appreciate how attractive that is. Oh.
With Martin and Emma.
Yep.
One more time, ladies.
G'day, I'm Steve Peacock and I love listening to the Sunday spin with Martin and Emma.
Thank you so much.
No, it's okay. Get that air caught on. It's heating up in here. Oh.
Then Martin broke all our hearts and he left Beat to work in a different radio station. And at the time, I made this kind of audio collection to play in a show of different voices that worked with him and stuff to say, bid him farewell or whatever. I was heartbroken at the time. But then I went off and did shows of my own and I was grand.
And now you're better than me.
I don't need nobody.
Yeah.
You were holding me back.
I was like, Martin's leaving. My radio career is over. I'll be back in the newsroom. And then actually it was all okay.
You did pretty well for yourself.
But as part of the audio kind of present I gave him on the show, I spoke to Martin's legend of a dad.
No.
And I have that audio. This was of him saying, wishing you well when you left Beat.
Hi Martin, this is your dad here. Just letting you know that we're really proud of you. Oh. You did fantastic. And everybody must know, you know, after being on that famous program, Take Me Out.
No.
The Collie wouldn't take you out. A bear wouldn't hug you, I don't think. Oh. But we'd give you a huge hug if you were beside us. We love you all the best.
That's so cute.
What? My God. He mentioned the T word.
Take me out.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
When Martin went
on. Oh,
Dad. Actually, we need to deep dive.
Yeah. No. Because a friend of mine actually sat down with her other half yesterday just and sent a picture of it, them watching it. And I was like, what are you doing? Now this has been mentioned twice in 24 hours. Hasn't been mentioned in years.
And tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we'll do a deep dive on Martin's time on Take Me Out.
What's the
famous line?
No likey, no
lighty. Weren't you going on about skateboarding at the time or something?
Yeah, do we have to talk about this? Honestly, it's so long ago. I was a child.
A child. There is more audio from Martin and I's time 13 years ago, which shows just how really mental we were.
We were so bad.
I don't know why anyone listened to us. We'll get to that in a second. It's Marty in for the next week or so. Well, two weeks, I guess, with Dave away on his holidays and Fiona on her mat leave. And basically, I was just explaining that 13 years ago, actually, on the day of my 21st birthday, Martin and I, in a different radio station called Beat in Waterford, we did our first ever radio show together. Okay,
wow.
So Martin had joined the radio station. He was doing evenings. I was in the newsroom, had no confidence to be a presenter. Martin, I very much have to thank for pulling the confidence out of me, genuinely.
And, don't be saying that.
It's the truth. And we did the show together. And when we heard that Martin was going to come on and cover Dave for the next while, I was like, I wonder, is there any way we can find any audio from way back then in 2013? There wasn't that much in my Gmail, but there was a few gems. We played a few a little while ago. And if you missed them, you can catch them on the podcast later, Fully Charged, Recharged. But I did mention that we were a bit mad, but we were also really annoying.
We were very annoying.
Really annoying.
But I think anybody can, if anybody listening right now, if you think back to you, one of your best friends, and you could rehear a conversation you had with them 12, 13 years ago, you're going to cringe a little bit.
Of course.
Unfortunately, with us, people just could hear it as well.
Yeah. We were really young at the time as well, 13 years ago. Sure, I was only 20. Mad. But anyway, one of the things we did, it was around the state exams, and hello, today is a big day, obviously the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert continues, is we decided with people listening to the show to play the Martin and Emma version of an Irish Aural exam. And would you look at that, today the Irish Aural exams take place this afternoon for the Leaving Cert. That's the timetable I checked anyway. Now, prefacing again, we were really annoying.
Leighanish Gacormac Natrorica August Nakeshina Agawan Lequid A.
Now, in case you didn't know, wow, that's actually Martin's voice.
Oh,
wow.
Stop. No.
These were the days before AI when you'd manually pitch voices to sound funny.
We had to work.
We actually had to work. Yeah, exactly. So what you're going to hear now is a little piece of dialogue.
Are you playing the whole thing?
We will.
Oh.
And to win yourself some cinema passes this morning, we're going to ask you the following question, okay, based on what you're hearing. Bit of Irish this morning. Annoying Irish, but Irish all the same. What sport was I playing with my friends? Okay? What sport was I playing with my friends? Get your answer over to us in a WhatsApp on 087 711 1038. And brace yourself, we've warned you, this is annoying.
Do you quit, Emma? Do you quit, Martin? Codorina 2. In you.
Timmermaid Pella McCarda is Fark, will she'd Intuck, Toshied in Orira Galore.
And will she'd Fos, Emma?
Neil, will she'd Row Og, Martin?
Emma?
Sha, Martin?
But Fosig to May?
It ain't Doilum, will she U Fosig Seared on Fain, let the Hull.
Och, Emma, the Hull, no fog May, no fog May, Emma.
Martin, Sloan Lat.
Ah! Oh, no. Tom McCree breached ya.
We were so weird, man.
Sorry, like, our Irish, though, despite it being annoying, that's not bad.
But also, how
did Callum, did you understand that?
Not a word.
Yes, okay. It worked.
Like, the thing about it is, how did we even come up with that script? It's so random.
Because it's not like we could go to Gemini or ChatGPT and be like, tell me how to speak Irish.
Yeah. We come up with a really weird script, though. Okay, so the question is, what sport was I playing with my friends? 087 711 1038. Win yourself some cinema passes this morning.
So 13 years ago, my name is Marty, by the way, everybody.
Hi,
how you doing? My name is not David. I am not David. I am Marty. And the funny thing about this is getting to cover David, it's brought back a lot of memories, because 13 years ago, myself and Emma worked for a radio station based in Waterford that broadcasted across the southeast called Beat. I had a show on the evenings, and I actually, one thing you forgot to mention earlier, Emma, is I heard you doing the news.
Yeah.
And we became really good friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, this girl, this woman, she's wasted telling me about the weather and what's going on with current affairs and what's happening. Yeah. So I actually walked in to the office of the boss at the time, and I'd say, she was like, this guy's new, what's he doing storming in here like this? And I was like, I would like Emma on my show. And she was like, she actually thought it was a really good idea, but she said, you have to ask Emma first. You can't just go.
Oh my God, yeah. And I was so serious, wasn't I, at the time?
You were.
Because I was like,
you were a news journalist, Emma.
I was like, Martin, I can't have that much fun. I'm a news journalist.
Yeah. God forbid.
I'm trying to be taken seriously in the news industry. I was like, literally in the middle of my college degree, trying to be taken serious as a journalist. But we had a ball.
We did, and we ended up landing our own show on Sundays, which was on Emma's 21st birthday, and it was called The Sunday Spin. And Emma decided that she was going to go on a hunt, and you managed to find a chunk of clips from us from 13 years ago.
Yeah, God, when we think, we look back at this audio now, we're listening back to this audio now, we were mad and a bit annoyed.
We were so bad.
It was great crack. We were having the time of our lives, both in our like very early 20s. I was barely 20 at the time. But anyway, I found this piece of audio of us trying to do our own Irish Aural exam. It must have been around the state exams. And would you look at that? Today actually is the Irish Aural exam. This is Martin's voice pitched up.
Leighanish Gacormac Natrorica August Nakeshina Agawan Lequid A. Beep.
The beat is joyous.
It's just funny to me how, like, I listen to that now and I'm like, ow. But 13 years ago, I was like, oh, this is it.
This is great.
This is award winning.
We came up with our own script for the Irish Aural exam. We asked you to win yourself cinema passes this morning to tell us what sports I was playing.
Do you quit, Emma?
Do you quit, Martin?
Codorina 2 in you.
Timmermaid Pella McCarda is Fark, will she'd Intuck, Toshied in Orira Galore.
And will she'd Fos, Emma?
Neil, will she'd Row Og, Martin?
Emma?
Sha, Martin?
But Fosig to May?
It ain't Doilum, will she'd Fosig Seared on Fain, let the Hull.
Och, Emma, the Hull, no fog May, no fog May, Emma.
Martin, Sloan Lat.
Ah! Tom McCree breached ya!
Between my Sloan Lat.
You got really aggressive.
I did, didn't I? I think you scripted that. They would not be my words. Anyway, asking you what sport I was playing. Sally, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good, good. How annoying were Martin and I on Beat back in 2013, eh?
So cool.
Oh, no, we weren't. Sally, honestly, go to town on us. It's 13 years ago. We thought we were deadly, so we did.
Isn't it amazing that we managed to get a radio career after putting stuff like that on the radio? Oh, my God. Okay, so you heard the Irish oral exam. What sport was I playing with my friends?
Was it football?
It was football!
Well, send out a pair of IMC Cinema passes, not for getting it correct, but for actually sitting through that. Well done. Yeah. Well done.
Thank Sally, you, guys. Happy Monday.
Would you like to listen back to a conversation you had with one of your best friends from 13 years ago?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I told you. Yeah.
You're 21, so that would have made you only 18 at the time. Yeah, yeah. No, you don't want to listen back to that stuff.
No, it's roughly around the same age as us. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? There's no way I would have liked to. The fact that we listen back to that there, I'm cringing and shivering over here. Emma's landed that one on me now, Sally, so she has.
Listen, have a great day and enjoy the cinema on us.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. I think tomorrow on the show we should recreate a modern version of our Irish oral.
The Irish will be worse. There's no way we're putting that together.
So fair.
Yeah. I love this. Oh, my God. Turn it up.
Wow.
Turn it up. This is like a cross between rock and electropop. For it. It's trending online at the moment. Again, we're playing it. Get it on.
This is new music for us here at Spin. It's Slater. This is Dance. You're listening to Fully Charged. Fiona, will you come back to us tomorrow, Martin? Do you think?
Sure, like I've got to pay the bills. Nothing to do with hanging out with you.
Come on. A bit more love than that, please, no?
I'm back tomorrow from 7 with you. I can't wait. Thanks, Emil, for making it so easy.
What time will you get yourself to bed now tonight? You had a good night last night, didn't you?
Yesterday you told me to go to bed at 6.
Yeah, I did. I was like, if you're like me and you need 5 hours to switch off, probably 6 is a good time. I know. Martin back in all this week and next week with Dave on his holidays and Fiona on her mat leave. Our podcast is called Fully Charged, Recharged. If you missed anything this morning, your chance to catch up. Another chance for you to play the Tricky 10 twice tomorrow with $2,000 on the line. Michaela Hayes, she's on the way with 10 spin hits in a row, kicking off with Zara Larsson and MK next. We'll see you in the morning.
Bye.
Turn it up. Jamie and Faye on Spin.
We're chatting about things that used to be cool but aren't anymore.
Another thing was motivational quotes. I remember I used to post quotes on Instagram. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.